A person needs to know that this is a test why we came to this world. Even if he's a lamdan, yeah, he knows how to learn very well. Even if he teaches other people, he does zikui rabim, he also needs to withstand this test that for it he came to the world, and to clean himself from this lust which is called the filth of the serpent, the snake. A person goes in the street and he looks at what doesn't belong to him. All the women in the world do not belong to you. Even those which are not married yet can't look at him. You're not allowed to look at them and see things which you're not allowed to see. Both a man and a woman, also a woman, don't go walk in the street. You don't have a zivug yet to look at all the men in the street. Maybe this is the one, maybe that's the one. No. So pray and wait with patience until your zivug will come and find out Hashem wants. And of course, you should be very careful from this darkness. In the home of to speak a lot with women which are not your wives, and to speak a lot, yeah, so you have to be very careful. Because this matter of looking at what does not belong to a person, this is the sin of Chava, of Eve, that from that was drawn all the bad of the world. In order to explain this, we can imagine to ourselves that there was a man, a straight man, and his brain was not crooked yet, it was straight. And he was invited to the palace of the king by the king himself. Now he reaches the palace. And what is there to say? It's mamash. It's Gan Eden, this palace. Such beauty, such joy. And the king accepts him he greets him with a blessing and everything. He told him, you can look at everything, you can use everything, it's all yours. I let you use it. Do whatever you want. You can go around all through the palace, wherever you want. There's only one little room, which I ask you, please don't go into there. Now, anyone who has a little bit of honesty, how will he respond to such a thing? What thanks he would have given the king, and feel so delighted. Oh my gosh, so grateful, thanking, happy, and thanking the king. Even if the king would not give him anything, just bring him into the palace. Give him a little corner in the palace, also would be happy. Now the king gave me everything. To go around, to have pleasure, to take tours, do whatever I want. To enjoy the whole palace, all the food, everything out of the palace has. The pools, the jacuzzi, massage. Everything, just one little room. So a person's honest, won't even think about a little place. Oh, I won't go into there, I have plenty of things to do here. Okay? And besides, the king does not want me to go into there, so why should I go in there? And the parable is Pashut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created Adam HaRishon, he put him in Gan Eden. There's nowhere in the world that there was such a beautiful palace and garden. Right, such pleasures, and Hashem gave him permission to use everything without any permission, any constrictions. Use whatever you want. Except one tree, don't eat. You could dance around it, you could touch it, you could climb on it, you could enjoy the smell, everything. Just do not eat. And if a man, if Adam HaRishon had a good eye, he would have been happy in his portion. And he wouldn't even dealt with that tree. He just would have thanked Hashem, praised Hashem. And with Chava together, he would have gone just for touring around to see what is there in this beautiful new garden that Hashem created for them. And in the same day that they were created, they spoiled. What happened? Even if the serpent suggested to Chava what he suggested, and he seduced her the way he seduced her, why did they hurry so much to sin? There's time, they could wait a minute, they could think about it. Right? And before we respond to this, let's see, I'm sorry, before they tell them, they decide what to do, they should see, let's see first of all what Hashem created here, why did he put us here, what did he put over here, what a beautiful world he created, let's have pleasure, let's enjoy what he did give us. And afterwards, we'll see. If we're not yet satisfied, we'll go deal with nothing. What all that we're lacking is that tree. We didn't even see yet the rest of the parts of the garden. Be'emet, the serpent is the one who put into them a bad eye by telling them that this tree that Hashem told them not to eat from, the Creator ate from it, and through this He created the world. He told them that's why the Hashem did not want them to eat from it, because He doesn't want them to be like Him, to create worlds. And that's the worst curse, and the worst, most horrible poison that entered Adam and Chava, to be like God, to have competition with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel. That's what the serpent put into Chava, Adam and Chava. It's not the tree. Who cares about the tree? He put into them the will to be God, to take control. Okay? This story is not a story about Adam and Chava. It's a story of each and every one of us. The Torah is not a book of stories like Avraham always says in the name of Zohar. Right? Stories that were fairy tales, like they call them, right? No. The Torah tells us stories in order for us to learn from them. And the Creator is telling each and every one, be happy in your portion. Don't look at anything that does not belong to you. Anything which isn't Torah, which is prohibited, it's prohibited to you. But accept that. You can do everything else. The world, with all that's in it, is permitted to you. It's full, it's beautiful. And even what I told you you cannot have is only for your own benefit. Believe me, I know, I'm telling you, Hashem is telling each and every one of us. Now, the sin of Adam HaRishon is what brought death to the world. It's mixed up. I stirred up the bad and the good together and created the suffering of man in the world.
Let's say he makes you what? After his mistake, he realizes he made a mistake.
He forgives them, but now he has to fix. I think so. Before the sin, everything was only good. Except from this tree of knowledge, which was mixed good and bad, the world was not lacking anything. And the sin is that everything is confused, good and bad is all mixed together, there's death in the world. Because from good eye, you draw light and goodness to the whole world. And with a bad eye, it draws death and confusion to the whole world. So also in Shemiyat HaEinayim, I'm guiding women, also Bechah, to have a good eye on people. To see the good. Adol spoke today, very beautiful. And he said, you don't have to be hard on yourself so much. You see, Sam, a bottle, a nice shaped bottle. Don't be hard on yourself. Why am I seeing? Why am I looking at this? I'm wasting my time. No, look at the godliness that's in it. And even if the person saw a beautiful woman, look at the godliness that's in it. Instead of thinking about your shtuyot that you haven't had, he said a story about a guy he called him. he's divorced. And he said, I don't know what to do. Every time I divorce, he comes to pick up the kids. He's dressed on snooze. And he said, I don't know what to do. So he asked him, what do you do? He said, I try to close my eyes. He said, does it help? Like, you don't have any thoughts? No, I still have thoughts. He said, you see? It doesn't help you close eyes. He says, what should I do? He said, stop blaming the whole world for your own contamination in your head. You go to the field screaming that you're dirty. It's not because of her that you're dirty. It's because of you that you're dirty. Poor woman, not only you caused her to suffer so much, you divorced her, and she's still suffering, you're blaming her for your sins, for your craziness in your head. You see the problems in your head, you still you don't see it, you still have thoughts in your head. What did you do with her? Go to the field and cry to Hashem that you have such a sick head. That anything you see moving is you have the thoughts already in your head. Yeah? Stop blaming the world for being that serious. They could be not serious and you could be holy. It has nothing to do with the other. David probably said that they're all being tzanua also. Like we spoke about tzanua, the woman. A woman also obligated in her side to be tzanua. But you can't blame her for your contamination. Not your wife, at anyone. You only blame yourself. And to blame yourself doesn't mean to persecute yourself, it means to work on yourself. It doesn't mean to stay a bad person. It means you could be dirty and contaminated, and you want to ask Hashem to clean you up, to give you a shower. Let's think of Cain and Hevel. You heard of Cain and Hevel, two brothers? There were two in the whole world, according to the simple explanation. Hevel was happy in his portion. He was happy in the half a dunam land that he had, a little house. And he didn't care. The whole world belongs to Cain. Take whatever you want. But Cain, no. He wasn't happy. He needed also that little house. That little thing over there. And of course, that's why he did not succeed like Hevel did. And Hashem did not receive his offering. And immediately, when Hashem did not receive his offering, he became full of jealousy and hatred until he got up and he murdered his brother. What are you looking at the other at all? He succeeded. Great. Be happy for him. Learn for yourself that if you did not succeed, and he did, Hashem wants for me something else. Do tshuva, pray, and also you will succeed even more than him. But no, he wanted to kill him, and in that way he thought he'll get rid of his problems. Right? That everything will belong to me, because when there's someone else, I have to divide. No, and Cain was not prepared to agree with that. And that's why the first murder in man's history was when there were only two brothers in the world. All the sins which are mentioned in the Torah are a result of a bad eye, that a person is not happy with his portion, and therefore he does not just look at himself, and therefore that causes jealousy, it causes hatred, it causes lust, and it destroys the world. And it's called Ayin Ra. And you go through the Torah, okay, you'll see Noach, also they look at other women, and they looked at someone else's stuff, and they stole. And that's why Hashem brought that to the world. And then Ham, when he gets his father, and so on and so forth, and you go on, and the Avot, you can see all the sins, all the real sins were because of having a bad eye. Even the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu, kivyachol, what did Moshe Rabbeinu sin? That he said, I will hit the rock, instead of talking, he knew Hashem told him to talk, but he's confused. Hashem told him to talk to the rock. Dibartem el ha-sela, it says in the Torah explicitly, you and I will talk to the stone. Stone is called. Talk to the rock, and the rock will give water. And they know, they went and hit the rock. Why? Why? So it's a false you say already, that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want it to be a kitrug. How do you say kitrug?
Desecration?
Yeah, like not desecration. There's the good. There's the good guy in the court and the bad guy. What's the bad guy?
Prosecutor.
Prosecutor.
Prosecution. Prosecutor. How do you
prosecutor.
Say? No, not the guy. What does he do? Prosecute.
Prosecution.
Persecution.
Prosecution.
Prosecution.
Prosecution. Shouldn't there be any prosecution against Am Yisrael, saying that look, there's a rock which is domem. It's a thing with no neshama, nothing. I talk to it, it listens to me. And you, Am Yisrael, I talk to you, you don't listen to me. So because he didn't want this to be to Am Yisrael, he decided to give himself up completely. I don't care, El Yisrael, Olam Haba, whatever you want, Hashem. I'm not here for me, I'm here for them, right? You put me there for them. I'm willing to give everything up. I'm going to hit the rock, just in order, you know, not to say that the rock is better than the Jews, and then it could be a magay for who knows what bad things against the Jews. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu did it. Okay? But Moshe, that's a bad eye on Hashem. You now believe in the mercy of Hashem. Why are you looking bad eye on Hashem? You don't believe Hashem will be even more merciful than that. In this very extent.
He had a bad eye for Hashem?
Yeah, it says that he did not believe in Hashem. You give him an hour. Ya'an lo emantem bi lagdisheni b'toch mi Yisrael.
We say not believing in Hashem is a sign of a bad eye.
No, they had a bad eye to say that if they talk to the rock, so then Hashem will accept the persecution against them. Persecution again. Yeah? If they talk to the rock and the rock will give water, it will be not good for Am Yisrael, because Hashem will say, you see, To me, the rock listens, but the Am Yisrael don't listen to it. So in order for that to happen, that's already a bad eye on Hashem in a certain extent. Okay? But I'm not saying, I'm not just judging Moshe Rabbeinu, it's tzadikus of olam. I'm just saying to every, all the sins in the Torah have nikudah, a bad eye. Also Yosef and the brothers, yeah, Pashut. Also Amnon and Tamar. All the stories in Torah. Ken, Yehuda and Tamar. All the stories in Torah. David HaMelech and Batsheva, that's considered a sin according to his level. So you can't say that he's sin, because the Gemara says he's not sin. But according to what he was supposed to do, it was considered a sin. Anyway, the Gemara says that what he did that, it was only to teach us tshuva. To be a Jew is to have a good time. To thank Hashem. To go with thanks to Hashem. Thanks and thanksgiving. Okay? Good eye is part of Dusha, and Dusha is part of someone being a Jew. To thank Hashem. Yehudi, a Jew, Yehudi, is from the word Yehuda. Hodaya, thanking Hashem. I have three children with the name Hodaya in them.
Yeah.
I have Yehuda, I have Hodaya, and Yehudit. The light of Rosh Hashanah, I guess, went through. Ken, Hashem. Tell my wife, what else, what other Yehudayot you want?